Ritter Jr.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro on Monday claimed victory in the country's presidential election, but opposition rival Edmundo Gonzalez claimed he was the victor and had the polling to prove it, Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
The United States has said it has serious concerns that the results announced by the Electoral Authority do not reflect the votes of the people. Meanwhile, reactions from Latin American leaders were mixed. Argentine President Javier Milei called the official result a fraud, while Costa Rica and Peru rejected it, and Chile said it would not accept any result that was not verifiable. Russia and Cuba cheered Maduro's victory.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Senior U.S. officials said on Monday electoral manipulation had stripped the announcement of Maduro's re-election victory of any credibility, and Washington left the door open to fresh sanctions on the OPEC nation, White House spokesperson John Kirby.
We have serious concerns that the result as released by electoral authorities doesn't reflect the will and the votes of the Venezuelan people. We want to see our concerns assuaged. We believe the best way to do that is a full, transparent release of the tabulation.
Israel wants to hurt Hezbollah but not drag the Middle East into an all-out war, two Israeli officials said on Monday as Lebanon braced for retaliation after a rocket strike that killed 12 children and teenagers in the Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. Two other Israeli officials said Israel was preparing for the possibility of a few days of fighting following Saturday's rocket strike at a sports field it blamed on the Iranian-backed Lebanese group Hezbollah. Hezbollah has denied any connection with the incident as Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu returned from the U.S. early. This is VOA News. Former South African President Jacob Zuma has been expelled from the African National Congress after backing a rival party in May's parliamentary election, the ANC said on Monday. Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn has more.
Zuma was suspended from his long-term party in January after announcing he would support the new MK party in the general election. MK exceeded expectations by securing around 15% of the vote, contributing significantly to the ANC losing its majority for the first time since apartheid. In a statement Monday, MK criticized the ANC's process and condemned grave injustices against Zuma following media reports of his expulsion.
Reuters correspondent Christy Kilburn. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Monday he had traveled to the front line of the northeastern Kharkiv region near the Russian border, where Moscow's forces have been trying to break through. Russian troops opened a new front in the north of the region in May, rapidly making inroads up to 10 kilometers. Ukraine's military later halted the offensive. In video clips posted online, Zelensky said authorities had already begun strengthening air defense systems in Kharkiv region, where frequent Russian air attacks have eased to some extent recently. Authorities in Seoul said on Monday North Korean officials are seeking medicines for Kim Jong-un's obesity-related health problems. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
South Korea's spy agency told lawmakers that North Korean leader Kim Jong-un appears to have obesity-related health problems, such as high blood pressure and diabetes. It added that Kim's officials are looking for new medicines abroad to treat them. The 40-year-old Kim, known for heavy drinking and smoking, comes from a family with a history of heart problems. Both his father and grandfather, who ruled North Korea before he inherited power in 2011, died of heart issues. I'm Karen Chamas.
U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris says the proposal President Joe Biden has unveiled for changes to the Supreme Court would help restore confidence in the court. The Democratic president is calling on Congress to establish term limits and an ethics code for the court's nine justices. Biden also is pressing lawmakers to ratify a constitutional amendment that would limit presidential immunity. The White House detailed Biden's court plan on Monday, but the proposal appears to have little chance of being approved by the closely divided Congress with just 99 days to go before Election Day. Find more stories online on our website, voanews.com, or download the VOA News mobile app from the Apple App Store or Google Play. I'm Joe Ramsey.